The Torah. We're doing the laws of creating the reading the Torah. We have to know that grammatically in Hebrew we have a shvana and a shvanach, right? So let's say if you have a word like what's an easy word? Shmira. Yeah, you guys know we have shmira, guard duty. So because the shva is on the first letter, so we read it as shmira. That shva is shvana. Whereas, let's say it would be, where are you? I am in Shmira duty. So you would say, I am Bishmira. So then that Shiva becomes Shvanach. You don't pronounce it. It's a Bishmira. Or if you would write that in English, that would be Bishmira, right? Bishmira. Whereas when you make it a Shvana, it would be Shemira, Shemira. So there are two types of Shva. There's Shvana and Shvanach. When you read the Torah, you got to be careful to get it right. You have many chumashim and tanachs that show you where to make it a shvana and a shvanach. Then you have words that can sound like one word. We read Shema, we say bechol levavecha. It could sound like one word because the word bechol ends with a lamed and levavecha begins with a lamed. So bechol levavecha could sound like bechol levavecha, like one word. So whenever we read Tanakh, we should be careful to pause, to differentiate between the two. And then sometimes you have a word that ends with a hey or an aleph, so it can sound like it connects to the next word. Instead of reading v'chara af Hashem b'chem, you could read it as v'charaf Hashem b'chem. So it sounds like one word, v'charaf. It's not v'chara af. So again, one should be careful whenever reading the Torah to distinctly show the difference between those two words. We have a kri ktiv. We have words in the Torah that we have a tradition from Moshe from Sinai that even though one word is written, we read another word. So there again, one has to maintain the tradition and read the word that we have on tradition, not the written word, but rather the word that we have on tradition should be there. If you have a Baal Kori who refuses to do that, we don't let him read. That's going against our tradition. Let's say you have a small yeshuv where you have a minyan, but no one knows how to read the Torah. So you still read the Torah, and someone has to stand there and feed him the words. Very often you have that. The Baal Kori didn't show, and no one knows how to read it. So you feed him word by word. Now, it's helpful if you learn the hand signals, because there are traditional hand signals going back to the time of the Gemara that indicate the tune, you know, just like a conductor. So they're hand signals. Now, different communities have different hand signals for different tunes. Generally, the Revi'i goes like this, Revi'i, and then double down is Zarka. By the Sfaridim, Mapach Pashta Zakef Katon goes like this. By Ashkenazim, this delineates a Snachta. And this is a Mapach, or a the Sfaridim will do a tevir like this, a circular hand motion. Okay, you have to learn the signs, but the Baal Kori and the guy who's making the signs should work together. You just got to help him get the words right. But what I sometimes do is I stand next to the Baal Kori and I'll read the words quietly before him. And a Baal Kori who reads with enough talent can get it right. He could read and no one will know that he didn't prepare a word. Okay, but we do try to find ways out, and that's important. The Baal Kori has to read the words from the text, and he has to get the words right. If he got a word wrong and it changes the meaning, so then we do tell him to go back. On the other hand, on the Tamim, we don't usually correct the Baal Kori for getting the tunes wrong.